Anointing fall on me, anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. We thank you for life today. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you for being everything that we need and more. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for being awesome. Thank you for being mighty. Thank you for being mindful of us. Thank you for being merciful. Thank you for being kind. Thank you for being awesome, and thank you for being all that and more. Thank you for being such a mighty God so that we can declare what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adores him. Our God is mighty. Our God is awesome. Our God is great, and we offer unto you, Lord, a sacrifice of praise this morning. You are a wonderful God. You are a magnificent Savior. You are the King of kings, and you are the Lord of lords. There is no one that's like you. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. And so we rise this morning on this 24th day of December to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. We give you glory, God, for there is no one like you, God. We honor and adore you, God, because you are magnificent in all your ways. We give you our hallelujah this morning. We give you our thank you, Jesus, this morning. We give you all the glory and all the praise, God, for you're worthy to be praised this morning. For a brand new day that you have made just for us. A day, God, to be more with me, to be more like you. A day, God, to spend more time with you. A day, God, to abide in your presence and to breathe in your glory all the day long. Oh, God, I long to be in your presence. I long to be in your midst. I long to hear your wonderful words of encouragement, Lord. I long to love on you, and I long to receive your love back. God, I'm thirsty for more of you, Lord, even more thirsty than that deer that panted after the water brook, God. My soul longs for you, God, this morning, Lord, because you have been so good to me. You have been wonderful and kind, God. You have been merciful and patient. God, you've been long-suffering and kind to me over and over again. You keep on blessing me over and over again. You keep on keeping me over and over again. You keep on showering down on me, God. And I want to say thank you, Lord, from the depth of my soul, from the depths of my heart, oh God, from deep down within, Lord, I glorify you, I magnify you, I extol your name, for your name is great, your name is mighty, your name is a strong tower, God, your name is so great that the righteous can run into your name, and we can find safety. Anoint us even now, God, let the power of the Holy Ghost fall afresh on us, Lord, even as we bless you, even as we praise you, even as we magnify you this morning. Come the morning and inhabit our praises, God. Come be in the midst of your people and shower down your blessing. Shower down your anointing. Fall afresh on us even now and fill our cups, Lord. Fill our cups till we can't handle no more. Let it overflow. Let your glory overflow. Let your glory overwhelm us. Let your glory overcome us. Come the morning and have your way, God. We need glory. We need your anointing. We need your power. We need your blessing. We need your presence, God. We need you in the midst, God, because when you're in the midst, God, nothing can come in, nothing can overwhelm us, nothing can overtake us. We need your glory, God, and we bless your name this morning. We offer unto you our praise, our adoration, oh God, our submission. We offer unto you our yes. Put a yes down in our soul. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, we shall obey. For you are worthy of the praise and the glory and the honor. You have done so much for us, Lord, we cannot even tell it all. Words cannot even express how great you have been. Words cannot even express how much gratitude I have for the things that you have done. For, Lord, you took me up out of the muck and the miry. You took me up and you cleaned me up when I was deep in sin. You picked me up and you turned me around and you placed my feet on solid ground, and you did this because you love me. You did this because you are kind. You did this because you are merciful. You did this because there is no one like you that you know what's best for us. You did that just because you are awesome and more. And so we seek after you, God, this morning. We seek after you, God. We don't seek after anything before we get to doing anything, working on computers, running around trying to shop for someone else. God, we need your presence to be with us, and we need your glory and your hands of protection on us this day. Oh, God, we want your presence. We want your anointing, God. We want your power. We want your direction. We need you, God, right now. We can't make it without you, Lord. So come to more and have your way, God. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And God, he delights in those ways. He delights in your instructions. Because God, you don't chasten those that you don't love. But God, every time you correct me, every time you get me straight, God, every time you put house in order, Lord, you do it because you love us. You do it because you want the best for us. You do it because you need us. And God, we need you. You long to be with us just as much as we should long to be with you. And so we receive your instructions. We receive your directions. We receive your guidance, Lord, and we submit to you, Lord. Come to more and have your way in us today, God. In the name of Jesus, that as we go about this day, as we go about doing the shopping, as we go about buying items from people and even buying items for ourselves, Lord, help us not to forget the reason for the season. There would be no cross without no Christmas, Lord. There would be no Calvary, God, without you being born, Lord. And so as we come together tomorrow to celebrate you across this world, Lord, remind us even right now, God, that we will prepare ourselves to enter into your gates with thanksgiving, Lord. It takes preparation, God, to come before you, Lord. Yes, you allow us to fall afresh and fall flat on our face, Lord, and come bow boldly before you and humbly before you, Lord.
Lord. But God, it's a good thing to prepare ourselves. You tell us to wait on you, God, and then when we wait, we shall be renewed, Lord. So as we wait today, oh God, to enter into your gates tomorrow, Lord, we'll be waiting in preparation, God, for you to refine us, Lord, to take out those things that are unlike you, God, all of those impurity, Lord, because I want to be pure. I want to be clean. I want to be holy as I enter in to magnify and celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Oh, God, refine us even the more today, God. Let us not be weary, God, today. Let us not be fooled by the devil today. Let us not lay aside, oh, God, our Christianity, oh, God, or our holiness, Lord, but help us to stand firm today. Let us not be willing to compromise, Lord, but let us be willing to let our light shine so that men might see our good works, that someone might get to know you as their personal Lord and Savior today. Let us be witnesses, God, today. Let us be holy and acceptable, God. That's the least that we can do, God. Help us that it's more important, oh God, to bless you, God, more blessed to give than it is to receive, Lord, because you love those that give, Lord, and you would turn unto them pressed down, shaking together, and running over, God. Help us to give love, oh God, today. Help us to show kindness, oh God, today. Help us to be compassionate towards those that are less fortunate than us, Lord. Help us, Lord, today to do great things for you, oh Lord, today. Help us, God, to do the great things, Lord, that you need for us to do today. Oh, God, you have a purpose. You have a plan for us today. Oh, God, and you think things that are above, far above that we can think of. Your thoughts are far above our thoughts. Your ways are far above our ways. But each and every day, God, we humbly try to press our way towards you to get to that pride, get to that high calling, get to that mark. Oh, God, where you would be pleased with us and that we can put a smile on your face. We love you, Lord, today. With all of our heart, all of our mind, and with all of our souls, and we magnify you today. For you have done so many wonderful things, Lord. Hallelujah. You made us in your image. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. You made us to reflect your image, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us see when we look in the mirror, Lord, that we may see you, Lord, that we may see holiness. Hallelujah. That we may see compassion, God, that we may see kindness and temperance and meekness, Lord, that we may see joy and love, God, the fruit of your spirit, long-suffering, God, gentleness, God. Help us to reflect you, Lord, in everything that we do, not just in the mirror when we're by ourselves, but when we're walking down the street, help us to reflect you, Lord. You gave us your name, Lord. Hallelujah. You put your name on us. We belong to you. And so let us make your name glorious, Lord, today in everything that we do, in everything that we say. Thank you, Lord, for calling me out of darkness. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me and healing me. Thank you, Lord, for the blood that still washes away every crimson stain. Thank you, Lord, for being a God of my salvation. Thank you, Lord, for the blood that still works, that still heals, that still delivers, that still sets free. I again pray for my brother, Sam Metcalf, and his whole congregation, Greater New Life Christian Church, Christian Fellowship. Oh, God, that you encourage them during this time, Lord. We're in this season where families come together. And, Lord, instead of celebrating the season of your birth, Lord, some lament, oh, God, or concerned or even depressed, oh, God, even think of committing suicide because their loved ones are no longer here to celebrate, Lord. But, God, be mindful of them today. Remind them that they are not alone. Remind them that they are still loved. Remind them that there is still hope today in spite of their loved ones being gone. God, remind them that absent from the body, it means that they are present with the Lord. And if they knew you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, remind them, God, those that remain, Lord, that we will be able to see them, oh, God, on that great day that you come, that their death is not the ending, God, but that their death is the beginning. beginning of their new lives, oh God. Reaffirm and refresh and God, renew, God, everyone, God, oh God, that is mourning the loss of a loved one, God, and remind them that you are still the reason for the season. There is still a hope. There is still a God to serve. There is still one that keeps us and presents us faultless before his very throne. There is still one that loves us and is willing to do any and everything for us and more. And so I pray for the Metcalf family. I pray for the Hunt family. Oh, God, and I pray for all of the others, God, that we had mentioned previously that are mourning the loss. I pray for my brother Larry Brown. Haven't called out his name in a little while, but I pray that you continue to bless him and keep him, that you continue to encourage him and strengthen him, God. God, and grant him the desires of his heart as he strives to be more like you. Oh, God, bless him in his schooling, God, as he continues in his education. God, bless everything that he puts his hands to do. And thank you for him being an intercessory for this ministry, God. And so I pray again for him. I pray back towards him, God, that your will might be done in his life in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, and I pray for Lisa Law and Deanne Graham, God, those external partners, Lord, that partner with us and bless this ministry, Lord. Carl Christopher, God, I thank you for those that sow into this ministry, Lord. And then, God, I thank you for this opportunity to serve you on this day. As we give away today, God, I pray that you bless us to be not only a physical blessing, oh, God, to meet the physical needs, Lord, but give us the ability, God, to meet the spiritual needs as well today. We pray that you would bind us together, Lord, and unite us in the power of prayer, God, that we may be a blessing to those that come, oh, God, that we can be a blessing to them, Lord, oh, God, that we may stir up in them, oh, God, the good news about Jesus Christ. What to say, give us what not to say. Give us the words of encouragement, God, that we can lead them or lead someone to know you in the pardon of their sins. Do it, God, and enlarge our territories in this ministry. Lord, we have an overflow in that pantry room, Lord. We're out of room, but God, you can help us. That's a God problem. And so we put that into your hands. Send them in, God. Help us to get the word out to those that are in need, God, that we may continue to be a blessing and that they may know that this great ministry of Praise Center Church is in the community serving, doing your will so that your will might be done. Thank you, God, because you do all things well. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your keeping power. Thank you for what you have in store for us today. Thank you for being my God. And so we magnify you, we glorify you, we honor and adore you this day. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, saints, for taking time out to hold on during my technical difficulties this morning. I think I know what it is, but I'll have to see if I can fix it later on. Our scripture this morning is coming from Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Very familiar passage of scripture with our focus is by Jesus' wounds you are healed. And our scripture reads, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. What a very great promise to know that Jesus already paid the price for our healing. We don't have to suffer, oh God, through pain and suffering and sickness. That's all we have to do is believe that God has already performed the healing and it will come in our due season. He was already bruised. He was already wounded. The chastisement of our peace was already upon him. So we can already declare our healing. Be bold today. If you know anyone that's sick among you, even yourself, speak your healing into your life. Just declare, by his stripes, I am healed. And watch God perform the miracle in your life. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you on this day. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful, very Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.